Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning today's shir in Siman Reish Chav Gimel. We are up to Sif Dalet, the top line on page 278. The Mechaber says in Sif Dalet, Bishas HaKinyon Yesh Lo Levarich. At the time of purchase, that's when you make the bracha of Shechyanu. So you buy a new garment, you buy a new kli, at the time of the purchase you make the bracha of Shechyanu, even though you didn't actually use the kli or the garment yet. Because the bracha of Shechyanu only comes because of the simchas halev that you have when you buy it. And then when you place the garment on for the first time, you make the bracha malbish arumim. So the Mechaber paskins over here that when a person buys a new garment, he makes the shechyanu upon the purchase. And when he wears it the first time, he makes the bracha of malbish arumim. Now if you look in the Beragoli, he points out this is the sheet of the Rosh and the Rashba from the Yerushalmi. And we have to just point out again that this is lechora against what we saw quoted from the Tshuvas HaRashba in Sivkot and Tes. We said in the Mishabura in Sivkot and Tes, Ein bracha zu tluya besimcha. The Rashba said explicitly in the Tshuvas that it's not about simcha, the bracha of Shechyanu. Elo bedover shemagia lo toela simenu. It's only on the idea that you get a benefit. And here the Rashba says explicitly in the way the Mechaber brings him down from the Yerushalmi, Shein bracha ela ayidei simcha saliv. That the bracha is only because of the simcha. So it seems to be a steer in the Rashba. And again, the way possibly you could explain is that what the Rashba means is that the bracha is really on the tova that Hashem did for you. And that's really what possibly he means. But Lamaisa, we're just pointing out a shtickle stira in the Lashon that the Mechaber brings from the Rashba over here versus the Mishabura that brings from the Rashba earlier. But Lamaisa, the Mishabura says in Sivkotan Yerzayin, the Shechyanu is said b'shasa kinyan, Vidavka imkona beget sheroi lelov shotekef. This is specifically if you bought a new garment that's fit for wearing right away. Avol imkona shumdover sheinu roi lelov sho. If you bought a new garment, but it has to go to the tailor, it's not fit for wearing right away. Ola hishtamish bo kamo shehu or any other kli, it's not fit for use as is. Rak shetzorech liten leuman lesake, and you have to give it to a professional to fix up, to make it wearable, to make the kli usable. In that case, lo yivar shachyanu at shas sheyulbash habeged o yishtamish ba'akeli. Says the Mishabura, in that case, you would not make the shachyanu till you wear the garment or you use the kli. So very important, Mishabura over here is saying that which the Mechaber says, that you make the shachyanu upon the purchase, that's only if it's ready to go. If it's not ready to go, it has to be fixed up, then you would not make the bracha until you wear the garment or you actually start using the kli. Now if you look in the Shaar Tzion, in Os Chof Alev, he points out this is from the Magen Avram, and the Na'ar Shalom, V'derach HaChayim, V'shar HaChronim. The Lo Ketaz, unlike the Taz. Then he brings back down an interesting question Rabbi Akiva Eger asks. Ayin B'chadush Rabbi Akiva Eger, Shemistapik L'inyin Bayis Shalo Levarich Ad Sheik B'lo Mezuzah. Along the lines of the Mishabura is bringing down over here from the Achronim, Rabbi Akiva Eger has a suffix about maybe a person should not make a shechyanu upon purchasing a new house until he puts out the mezuzah. V'chein le'inyan kelim shetzrichim tefila ad sheyitbalim. And maybe when a person buys a new kli that needs to be tevilled, he shouldn't make the bracha until he does the tefila on the kli. Shiyubru'iyan l'shamish b'hem. Then the house is fit for use, and then the kli is fit for use. So that is a suffix of Rabbi Akiva Eger. Then the Chavetz Chaim brings down in the Shaar Tzion, V'ein lahasig al zeh mimashem mevur lekamon bereish chof hei siv gimel. And don't make a note on this from that which we're going to see later on in reish chof hei siv gimel. Afilu ra'o biyad chavero. There the Mechaber paskins, when it comes to making a shechyanu on new fruit, even if you see the fruit in your friend's hand, it's not yours, you still make a bracha shechyanu upon seeing that fruit. Because of Hagra, and the Gra writes over there, the Makoro who mehach tahacha. The Gra brings the source of that thing of the Mechaber that I make a shechyanu upon seeing a new fruit in my friend's hands. From this halacha that I make a bracha on the kinyan when I buy the new garment right away. So for the Chavetz Chaim, but over there, you also are not able to eat the fruit right away. Why am I making a shachiyano now when it's in my friend's hands? It's my friend's fruit, so it's not accessible to me. So just like over here, where we're saying from the Achorim and the Mishabura that the Mechaber means that you only make a bracha right away when it's fit for use right away. If it needs to go through any other stage of being fixed by a tailor, you don't make the Shechyanu. So how does the Gra bring as the source of his din, I make a Shechyanu when the fruit is in my friend's hand, from this halacha over here, if we're saying, no, it's limited, it's not, it's only if it's ready to go. In that case, it's not ready to go. So don't ask this kash on the Gra. Why? Because Shani Hosam Shapri Be'etzem Kfar Nigmer. In the case where I see the fruit in my friend's hands, the fruit itself is ready to go. It's nigmar. V'roi lehonos mimeno, and it is ready and fitting to get hanof from it. Ela shi'alo hi'ilon obi'al chaveru. Happens to be, right now it's on the tree, or it's in my friend's hand, but mitzad the etzem fruit itself, it's ready to go. Masha'en kein hocha, which is not the case over here, the way the Achronim explained the Mechaber, she'be'etzem einu roi l'shtamish mimeno. If the suit doesn't fit, I can't wear the suit. So over here, where the suit's not ready, I can't wear the suit, it's not usable, so then I don't make the bracha right away, I make the bracha later. But when it comes to a fruit, where the fruit is edible right now, it's a side point that it's not in my hands, I don't have the access to it. But the etzim fruit itself is ready to go, there the Gra says you would be able, the Mechaber says you'd be able to make the bracha right away, and you could bring the source from over here, because just like over here, when it's ready to go, when the soup fits, you make the bracha right away. So to there, where the apple is edible, the fruit is edible, you make the bracha right away, even though it is in your friend's hands. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vaikdus of Katan Yud Ches, the Mechaber says that upon purchase, you will make the bracha of Shechyanu, and then when you wear the garment the first time, you'll make the bracha of Malbish Arumin. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yud Ches, Hainu Kodem Shechyanu. You'll make the bracha of Malbish Arumin first before you make the bracha of Shechyanu. Ochen, however, im lovesh habeget shachris, if you're putting on the garment in the morning, so then yochol lotzeis bebirchas malbish arumim shemavarech bebirchas hashachar. Then you would not require a special bracha of malbish arumim. You can rely on the bracha of malbish arumim that you say during birchas hashachar, and that can cover the new garment that you have already put on. Says the note, in note number 35, Vishas HaBracha, what is the time that is appropriate to make the bracha Shechyanu on the new garment? We said that if it's not ready to go when you buy it, so when it gets tailored and you wear it for the first time, you make the Shechyanu, what does that mean when you wear it for the first time? So the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says, it's Miyad Achar Levishas HaBeged. You put the garment on first, and then you make the Shechyanu. However, the Sefer Brichas HaBayis says, no, he says you make the bracha before the levisha. You want it to be like any other bracha, is over las yosem before you do a mitzvah, before you get a hanah. Here it's not a mitzvah, it's not even necessarily a hanah, but you make the shechyanu before you put on the garment, and not after you put on the garment. And then he goes on and brings down different shitas in the poskim, if you don't make the bracha right away, until what point you have to make the bracha of shechyanu. Says the Mechaber Vayter Sevhei, Kona kelim shemishtamshim behem hu ubnei beso. A person bought some kelim that he's going to use with his family members. So mevarach atova metiv, he makes a bracha atova metiv. Again, it's for him and for his partners, which are his bnei beso, and therefore he doesn't make a shechyanu. He makes atova metiv. Im nosnu lo b'matana, if it was a kli that he didn't buy, but it was given to him as a present, mevarach atova metiv. He also makes a bracha atova metiv. She tova lo vilanosein. Because when he gets a present, it's good for him and for the one who gave it to him, and therefore, even if there's no one else that's partnering in the matana that he's receiving, he still makes a tova metiv. The partner is the one that gave him the matana. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sefkat and Yotes on the first point of the Mechaber, that you bought new kelim, and it's going to be for you and your household members, you make a tova metiv. Avalim kona kelim lo the kelim lev debeso. But if you bought kelim for yourself and other kelim for your family, mevarech al shalosh shechyanu, on your kli which is just for you, you make a shechyanu. V'al shal bnei beso mevarech atova metiv, on the one you bought for your household members, you'll make atova metiv. De tov hu ledidei shezachashu bnei beso meluboshim milmalbushe chavet. Tov is for you. It's good that your family members, your household is able to be dressed in covetic garments. V'ametiv l'achrini. So Atova Meitiv, Atov is for you, and Meitiv is for others. Hein b'nei beis, so that's referring to whoever you gave the garment to. She'enenim b'tovazu, they're also benefiting for this, with this purchase, because they're actually able to wear the garment. So when you're buying something for yourself and something else for someone in your family, the thing you bought for yourself, you will only make a shechianu on, it's only for you. The thing you bought for your son, you'll make a tova meitiv, it's good for you that your son looks good in his new suit, and it's good for your son that he gets to wear a new suit, so that would warrant a tova meitiv. But then the Mishnah Berurah says, v'dafka im kona bishvil ishto v'zaru. This is dafka if the item that you bought was for your wife and or your children. But if you bought it for your Eved and or your Shivcha, lo mikri tov l'didei. That's not called tov for you. To have a ki'ilu mochar lehem bischaran shemagil lehem. That's ki'ilu you sold it to them with the wages that's coming to them. Imlo shegamhu mishamesh ba'akelim ha'ilu. Unless, of course, it's a type of kli that you and your Eved are going to use, so then you could join together with your Eved and make a tov ha'meitiv. But otherwise, you stop and bought something for your Eved, so that's like you sold it to your Eved, and therefore, you would not make a tov ha'meitiv. It doesn't benefit you. It's only good for him, and it would not warrant a bracha of a tov ha'meitiv. Sekoton chof. The next case of the Mechaber was that Reuven gives Shimon a matana. Shimon makes a bracha of atova meitiv because it's good for Shimon the receiver and it's also good for Reuven the giver. Hainu dafka kelim obugodim shamakabel sameach bazeh. This is specifically vessels or garments that the receiver is happy about. Avalo mo'os. But we're not talking about where Reuven gives Shimon money. Shalidezen mizbayesh yosher. Since Shimon is the recipient of money from Reuven, he's embarrassed. Mizbayish Yoser. V'lo yuchal al zeh levarach. That you don't make a bracha on. When a person yarshens money from his father or from anyone else, there you'll make a bracha on the money because it doesn't come from for, to you in an embarrassing way. But if someone's giving you tzedakah, someone's giving you a matana, so it's embarrassing, and therefore that would not warrant a bracha shechiano. Someone gives you a garment or a kli, so then that's not embarrassing, then you would be able to make on that matana a bracha of hatova meitiv, as the Mechaber says. Continues the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Kadon Chav Aleph, why are you making a tova meitiv on receiving a matana for yourself? Because we said it benefits you and it also benefits the nosein. She'im ha-mekabel oni, if the recipient is poor, so hu tova la nosein, sheziko Hashem yizbaruch la'aso staka. So it's good for the recipient, he's an oni, he got a matana, it's good for him, and it's good for the one who gave it, because Hashem was mezakim in the midst of staka. So therefore it benefits both of you, and the oni can make a tova meitiv. The imam mekabel asher, and if the recipient of this matana is wealthy, sameach hanosein shemekabel mimenu. So then the one who gives the present to the wealthy person is happy that the wealthy person accepted his gift. And therefore, whether the recipient is an ani or an asher, the recipient can make hatava meitiv, because in either case, it's for sure good for the one who received the present, it's also good for the giver. Either he did the mitzvah tzedakah, or he just feels good that the wealthy person accepted his present. That is the shita of the Rosh in explaining the Yerushalmi. Continues the Mishnah Berurah, v'hinei yesh ma'achronim shachokum al psak zeh usfir lehu. There are achronim that argue with this psak, and they hold the lefi maskonas gemara didon. According to the maskona of our gemara in the Bavli, lo niskana bracha zu ki'im b'di'is lehu la'achrini gam kein tova gashmas. It's not enough that you're giving it to an ani and feeling good in ruchnias that you did a mitzvah, or you gave it to an asher and you're feeling good that he was makabli your matana. You don't get an actual gashmius diktova. According to our Gemara, say these poskim, these achronim, that you would not warrant a tova meitiv because according to the maskana, the bracha was only established if there is a tova gashmius. And in these cases, there is no tova gashmius. Ulefi zeh, and according to this, kishenitan lo kelim b'matana, when one is the recipient of vessels as matana, tzorech ha-mekabel levarech bircha shechiyanu v'lo bircha satov. The proper bracha would be shechiyanu, on your gashmiyistik pleasure in receiving this present, but you would not make hatov ha-metiv, because although the giver feels good, but lemaisa, there's no physical pleasure that he is getting from giving the matana. V'yesh denakti ledina kipsaka shulchan aruch. There are those who bring down halach l'maisa, like the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, v'yivarech birchas atov l'shechyanu. They say you make the bracha of atov l'maisa, like the Mechaber says, and not like a shechyanu, like these other achronim. Ulamaisa nira de tov yoser lino bazel lavarech bircha shechiano velo bircha satov kasher biranu bibir alocha. Zatachavaschayim halocha lamaisa, it appears that it's better to be noheg like the other achronim to make a shechiano and not to make a tov ametiv like I explained in the bir alocha. And basically what he explained in the bir alocha is that bichlal masayim mana, that for sure you need to make a shechiano, the hatov ametiv is not really so pashit, and therefore playing it safe, it was certainly better to make a shechiano, which is vaday needed, and to avoid the bracha of hatov ametiv ayin sham in the bir alocha. Continues the mishabura mikom makom b'makom shenohagim shausin halboshel in the arim yisomim. Still in a place where they're nohig to clothe young orphans, kol echad mahayisomim yivorech malbish arumim. Each one of the orphans that receives clothes will make the bracha of malbish arum, like I mentioned before. Ubirchas atova metiv, and also make the bracha of atova metiv. Tohaika bazet tova od lakama naorim. Because here it not only benefits the one that's getting this garment, but it benefits all the naorim. Now, if you look in the Shaar Tzion and Os Chav Ches, he writes, Kain nirli bar, this seems pasha to me. Vidumyo keshi yorash me'ovith. It's similar. When these orphans are getting the garments, they'll make atava metiv, just like when children are inheriting from their father. V'yesh lo achim de mevarach bircha satov mishum diyesh onanoshe mekabim atova. When a son is inheriting a Yerusha from his father together with his brothers, we say make atava metiv because they're all inheriting the Yerusha together. Here also, the orphans are getting the garments together and therefore they make a bracha of hatova metiv. Look at note number 38. He first quotes the Shaar Tzion, v'hosu b'Shaar Tzion, shehu dome liyoresh yachadim echov shemeverach atov ametiv. It's like a yoresh inheriting together with his brothers with a bracha he makes atov ametiv. Kevan sheyesh oran oshem shemekabim imotova. There are other people that are receiving the good with him. Ubir b'shalosh and shuvah salmas chayim. Sha'af al pi shemi sheyesh lo sada. Even though, if you remember, we learned earlier, if someone has a field, eino nechsha b'yirides hagashavim l'shutav b'tova im bali sados acherim. If I own my field by myself, and my next door neighbor owns his field by himself, and we're benefiting from the same rain together, we don't make atova metiv. We only make a shechianu, because there is no benefit to anyone else in this sada. There's true, there's a benefit in the rain, but in the sada, I'm benefiting by myself, so I make a shechianu. So why would this case be different? If this yasom is getting this garment, so why is he making atova metiv? The other yasom are getting other garments, so maybe it should be like the case where everyone has their own field. So says the note, the Einam Avarach Atav Ametiv, Kemavur Bibir Alach Alel. Mikol Makom still says the Salmas Chaim, Nechshavim Kla Naorim Keshutim Betova. In this case, all of the orphans, all the young children are considered like Shutfin in the good. Mishum Shemeduber Bechevra Shenitkene Lotzarech Haboshes Yisomim Rabim. Because this is from an organization. We're talking about a case where there was an organization to clothe the Yisomim. V'areihem kimo achim sheyirshu yachad asaviyam. And therefore, it's not like the case of the field where you're an independent person with your own field. Rather, it's like a Yerusha that's coming down to a bunch of brothers together. V'yatochein sha'ut adith mizah. And it could be this is even more so. After all, it's an organization and they're giving clothes to the Yisom at large. So even if you happen to be getting this one, b'lamaisa, all the Yisomim are getting all these clothing, and therefore is considered a benefit like a Yerusha, and therefore the bracha would be Hatova Metiv. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter, we have one last line, we're the second to last line on 278. Ubircha Shechiyonu lo Yivarchu. So again, these Yisomim are going to make Hatova Metiv, because they're like a Yerusha, and they will not make a shechianu. De b'makom shemevarchim brichas atov svir luhu l'rova poskim de ein mevarchim shechianu. Like we've mentioned a few times, in a place where you make the bracha of atova metiv, you do not make a bracha shechianu. There are two independent brachos. It's a discussion, but that's what we hold according to most poskim. Therefore, if the yisomim are like yorshim, and therefore they make atova metiv, they would not make together with the atova metiv the bracha of shechianu. We'll stop here and continue mitzvah shem in the next year with siv vav.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.